leaves fall. Come greens once full, as leaves do fall, however the growth of the tree. Come wind, then frost, as winds do blast, and so too it is for us, you and me. Come reds blazing high in canopies of fire, beside the golds and the browns. Come morning, come light, they'll lay down flat and rest on the deep forest floor. Come church bells, come peals, as leaves you and me lie beside one and all. 'Tis season's own right to carry us light. Like leaves from the old tree we fall, we fall. Like leaves from the old tree we fall.
What's your favourite autumnal tree?
The one when they go brown, wet, red and green leaves.
Mm-hmm. I really love the horse chestnut in autumn with its canopy of colour. The beautiful russets and oranges, reds and browns, and watching the leaves drift zigzagly down to the ground. Seeing those glossy reddish-brown conkers peeping out from within their spiky green husks. I love the excitement of gathering up these shiny jewels for a game of conkers or to dot them about the house to look pretty and deter spiders. I learned something new about horse chestnut. The stalks leave behind a scar on the branch shaped like a little horseshoe, and this might be the origin of its name. How good is that?
Oh, it's got to be apple trees. Old, old apple trees. One of my earliest memories is, in autumn, climbing up an apple tree and getting all tangled up, because believe it or not, I had quite a lot of curly hair then, and I'd get all tangled up in that. It was a very twiggy sort of tree. But I love them. I love Cox's orange pippins has to be my favourite. I always give them a polish on my shirt. Not on this one, mine, because you get engine oil all over it. But yeah, apple trees, I love them in autumn.
Apples in a barrel, who's afeard the roar? Apples in a barrel, sweet cider, one and all. Apple varieties in a Dorset orchard. Slack my girdle, golden ball, hoary morning and buttery door. Green custards and greasy jacks, blooded ploughman, cap of liberty pips. Never blight, Polly, Ironside's fruit, with sour Cadbury and Dorset warriors.
For cider.
For eating.
For cooking.
For crunching.
For mulching.
For heritage.
For orchards.
For keeping.
Lazy Lawrence. There was once a name that every West Country boy or girl used to know. Lazy Lawrence. Well, he's the pixie pony, the fairy horse who gallops around the orchards, guarding the apple trees and protecting their juicy treasures. Lazy by name, but not by nature, for he's as feisty and free as the wild west wind that blows through the orchards in autumn. And if anyone was ever out and about in someone else's orchard, up to no good, picking their apples, then they'd better beware. For if that fairy horse caught you in the glare of his green glowing eyes, you'd be spellbound, rooted to the spot, unable to move a muscle except to cry, "Lazy Lawrence, let me go, don't hold me winter and summer too." And those that follow the old ways still remember Lazy Lawrence. They leave a bucket of spring water and a little dish of apples and cream in the orchard. And sure enough in the morning, both of them are empty, with hoof prints on the ground and apples safely on the trees.